This is Diane Roberts with new writing from FSU. Here's Latifa Ayad, an MFA candidate, with a story called The Arabic Lesson.
Shadeda had passed out in his chair at our kitchen table, though I'd seen my father give him his insulin before his morning espresso. My father drew the medicine into the needle from a plastic jar that looked just like the one he used to deworm the sheep back on our farm. My grandfather was much easier to inject. We never had to run after him flapping our arms, to herd him into a pen, or to hold him by his spiraled horns as my father jabbed the needle into his skin. Shadeda simply rolled up the plain white sleeve of the loose selwar kameez he wore every day and spoke in low tones to my father, in words that sounded like he was clearing his throat, but softly. When they spoke like this, even my father, with his hands rough from farm work, seemed gentle as he stuck the needle into Shadeda's arm. This was the miracle of Arabic, and it belonged only to them. It was when my father was reading the Sunday paper that Shadeda had gasped, "Sukkur, sukkur," and slumped in his chair. I've never known whether sukkur was Arabic for sugar, or if Shadeda had secretly harbored his knowledge of this English word and had, in a moment of desperation, revealed himself.